Yesterday, the rumour file told us the tale of a woman who swam out to sea to rescue a kangaroo in distress.
Did last Tuesday evening, a 40-something mother of three, slightly tall, slightly blonde, visiting a regional beach, seeing an adult wallaby in distress, swim out 30 metres, bring it to shore, carry it 60 metres across the beach, up a 30-metre cliff, a further 200 metres up the grass reserve to the beach house, and phone the wildlife rescue.
That woman is Sonia Olsen, and she joins us on the line. Sonia, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well. What happened?
I was walking along the beach, and I saw a boat sort of acting a bit strangely, like going around in circles offshore. And I had a bit of a look and thought, what's going on there? And I saw a little black head in the water, thinking at first that he was sort of bothering a seal, and I thought, that's not very nice of him. And looking closer, I thought, oh, maybe it's a dog in the water. Maybe it's fallen out of his boat. So I walked out as far as I could, and I sort of waved to him and screamed out and said, are you okay? And he shook his head and waved back saying no. So I swam out to him. And it turned out there was a wallaby, and he was trying to herd it back into shore because it was in distress and very deep water and seemed to be drowning.
Okay, so he's trying to sort of sheepdog it with his boat,
yeah,
if you like, back in the shore. But that obviously he wasn't, by the shake of the head, that wasn't going all that well. So what did you do?
No. So I swam out and managed to grab the wallaby and keep its head above water and drag it back into shore.
Did it cooperate with you, or did it sort of lash out? Or
It was very tired, you could tell, very exhausted, but it was sort of stressed. And once I got into shallow water, I had to actually pick it up and carry it, and I got onto the beach and put it down thinking it would hop away, but it was very wobbly on its legs and not good at all. So I thought, I'm going to have to get this up off the beach. It's actually an off-lead dog beach there in the evenings. There's quite a few dogs around, and I thought, no way I could leave it here. So I picked it up and carried it up to our house, which was a bit of a walk away, yeah.
This is an unusual day for you. What did you grab it by in order to escort it out of deep water?
I sort of grabbed it by the scruff of the neck and managed to sort of lift it and drag it with one hand sort of up high. It was easy when I was in the water. It was carrying it out of the water, but I realised it was quite heavy.
Well, how big was it compared to, say, a dog? What sort of dog would it be the size of? An Alsatian?
Probably a little bit smaller than our station, but it was, it was an adult wallaby. It was a female. So,
jeez, you're having a Steve Irwin moment here. What happened when you got it home?
Got her home. We stopped a couple of times. She was struggling with big legs. I was worried about her legs kicking me, so I had to sort of carry her with her legs forward. Put her down a couple of times on the way because seeing, is she now going to recover and hop away? And she still was quite wobbly. So got her home, put her in the backyard, and found the number for the local wildlife carer and rang her up. And she sort of asked a few questions over the phone, and she said the same thing. She said, oh, is it just a young one then? And I said, oh, I think it's an older one. And she goes, well, you couldn't have carried it up from the beach. And I was like, well, I did.
What beach was it?
Maybe I'm wrong. Ventnor, down at Phillip Island.
Okay, well, good on you. And any idea how it got in the water in the first place?
Well, apparently the wildlife carer told me they do go in the water to get rid of their fleas. And then sometimes once they're in the water, they might get frightened by a dog.
Any subsequent indication from your own condition as to whether it had successfully gotten rid of the fleas?
No, I don't. I hope not. I didn't seem to catch any fleas, no.
Was our rheumophile contributor accurate when he described you?
I think so. I'm not sure.
As a woman in her...
I've got Viking blood, if that helps. That's probably
a tall, blonde woman in her 40s, I think he said.
Yeah, that's me.
Well done. I think, unfortunately, the wallaby didn't survive at the end. Is that correct?
No, well, the carer said she was quite old. She was completely blind in one eye, and the other eye was quite weak. And they said that the problem was they wouldn't have been able to re-release her. And I asked, well, couldn't you put her in a wildlife? There's a wildlife park down there. Couldn't she just go to live there? And they said, but the other wallabies would attack her. So they said even if, she was fine the next day, they couldn't be re-released. So they ended up having to put her down, unfortunately.
Well, good on you, Sonia. Take a couple of bottles of the Bordlands Pancake Parlour voucher. Have you shown a bit of dash? Sonia, we thank you for your time.
Pleasure, thank you.
Sonia Olsen, superwoman, wallaby saver woman type woman.